You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on June 22nd, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. I'm sitting here beside the field station building at Rice Creek and just contemplating the lawn around me. You know, America is a real melting pot. We all know that. People of all races and have found a living here that has satisfied their needs. Sometimes I think we don't understand that much of what we have in our lawn today also is made up of aliens that have come from other lands. For instance, just think of this. Dandelion, burdock, teasel, chicory, plantain. These are just things I'm looking at as I sit here. Common chickweed, that thing that spreads all over the lawn. Even the beautiful little orange hawkweed. All of these things have come to us from other lands in various ways, of course. Even such seemingly American things as the oxeye daisy, that white daisy, and the buttercup. These two have come to us from foreign lands. And, of course, when we look in our gardens, too, we find things like the lamb's quarters pigweed, the redroot or amaranth, and all of the docks. These all have come to us, too, from other lands. You might say, well, how did they all get here? Well, you know, there are a lot of ways they could have made it. For instance, some of them came because people wanted them for some reason or other. For instance, some of them are good to eat or perhaps to drink. Good example, that'd be dandelion, wouldn't it? Really a pretty plant when you think about it, but also good because, of course, the greens are delicious and nutritious early in the spring, and, of course, wine can be made from the flowers. And some people really think that's very fine. In addition to this, some of them were brought here just because they're pretty ornamentals. The mullein and the daisy would be good examples of that. Then some of them, of course, are herbs or medicinals. Peppermint, catnip, spearmint, most of the mints that we have with us are really not native. They've come to us in various ways. You might say, well, is there really anything left that's native around us? And you might say, yes, it's a mixed bag again, but there are quite a few. For instance, some of them we're very proud of. The bee balm, which is Oswego tea, a beautiful little mint, is native. The common sunflower, the black-eyed Susan, blue flag, that beautiful little iris that grows in wet areas. Those are all native things. And then there are some of the natives that we might not be so proud to call our own. Common ragweed and purslane or pusley, the one that spreads all over from a single root, these are some natives that we have here that we might not say so good. Might be interesting for you to know that if we go down into the woodlands and examine them, we'll find that there are very few alien plants there. The native cover of New York State tends to have mostly native plants in it. Now, of course, not all of the plants that have come in from other lands were intended to be here. For instance, some of them certainly came in dirt around plants, maybe as seeds or rootstocks. Others may have come stuck to animal fur, bird feathers, or even to our own clothing. Burdock is an example that might have come here this way, although burdock is edible. Some of it came in certainly mixed with grain that was brought over that wasn't completely cleared. And I suspect that both the mustards and the campions, many of them, came in that way. Why am I telling you about all this? Well, not just to talk about it. You know, it is a measure of how much the world around us is changing without us even being aware of it. And I would think that we need to be aware of things like that to understand that the things we do change things. We've lost our Native American chestnut, our American elm, and we're losing our beech and ash largely because of that, because we weren't aware that some of the things we did perhaps we shouldn't have. Well, not to end on an unhappy note, next time you're out in your lawn and you're trying to get it just to be grass and not to have all those weeds in it, remember that probably the grass you have is also alien, and that's certainly a good thing. Well, this is all I have to say for this week. This is John Weeks saying, thanks for listening, tune in next week, and keep it natural.